Popfilter is an Australian indie band who just released their fifth album, Trade Place Tape, in October. The members Lachlan Denton, Nick Keaton, Liam Halliwell, Curtis Weakling, Mark Rogers, and Jordan Thompson have been working together for over 10 years. They were previously in a band called The Ocean Party, and Popfilter is their newest sort of experiment, combining a clean slate with over 10 years of experience and just trying to make something new. We have one of the members, Lachlan Denton, on the line today, and we're going to be chatting about this new album. Lachlan, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
So this is your fifth album as Popfilter. How does the process change with each making of the album since you guys have been making music together for over 10 years?
Well, I mean, we've been making music together for in one way or another, most of the members of the band, for coming up probably 20 years, maybe. Like, we, most of us started making music together in one form or another when we were sort of like in high school, because we pretty much all went to high school together apart from Nick. So in that sense, it's changed a hell of a lot. But I guess it's probably in the last little bit, in the last sort of... maybe 7+ years. It's kind of, over time, it's just got a hell of a lot more relaxed. I think we're not particularly ambitious. I mean, we're ambitious in an artistic sense, I guess. We want to make stuff that's like, you know, that we like to listen to and that we think has some kind of merit or value. But we're not too fussed if a whole heap of people don't love it, which means that kind of really frees you up to have a lot more fun. And I think when you have fun, then you tend to make better music.
How does the band manage, like, the distance between all of you? Because from my understanding, you don't all live in the same city, which I feel like is pretty rare for a band.
Yeah, well, funnily enough, one of our members who was living sort of about an hour and a half out of Melbourne, or 2 hours maybe, in Castlemaine, just moved back on the weekend. So we kind of got, most of us are now in Melbourne, but Mark lives in like just south of Wollongong. And so it's sort of a mix. Like, sometimes if we're recording, we'll either try and do stuff sort of remotely or, separately or whatnot. But when we make a record, for the most part, we usually try and get together and try and be in the one room. So I guess we're not really doing it that often. I mean, we don't play a whole heap of live shows. Mark's got two kids and I've just recently had a kid. So we're kind of, it's awesome. So it's more just kind of about when we do get together, it's more the sake of it is to actually get together and hang out. So it's kind of, it can be difficult to get together, but I guess the whole purpose of the band is really just so that we can keep getting together and keep kind of, kind of nurturing our friendship, because it's a super special thing to all of us. I think we hold it pretty dearly because we've all been friends for so long and, we've got a very long shared history together.
Has this album felt different to write or perform at all than the other music that you've released, with the changes in your lives and becoming parents and just all the external factors? Has it impacted how you've been making the music?
I think it's just a constant growing and probably de-evolution at the same time. It's I think we just keep trying to make more and more off the cuff sort of stuff that usually, I think we usually feel like we're being quite wacky when we record it, and then we go back and we realize that they're sort of, they sound sort of like what all of our music sounds like for the most part. But I think it's just a constant progression towards, I think we're always just challenging ourselves to be more and more open to anything, like, to, as far as like making music, like, and and being relaxed about it and being silly and whatnot. So I think it's just, it's probably our silliest record, and probably our next record will be sillier again, and probably, I don't know, unless something dramatic changes. I think it's just, that's just kind of the trajectory it is. It's just kind of, it's, I guess the whole thing is, it's hopefully it's music that, you know, I kind of would like, we always said of our music that we'd like it to be like a time capsule. You know, we want to be able to, ourselves, to be able to listen back to it and go, oh yeah, that's where we were at in that point of our, in our life. So I guess it's kind of, it, in that sense, it's, that's what the record is. It's a, it's a record that's made by us at this point in our life, and it can only be what it can be, and hopefully we, you know, and I'm sure that we'll keep doing that.
I mean, that's perfect. You want an album that you can give to your kids. Be like, look, this is what Dad's done, and he's doing something very cool, but he's not taking himself too seriously.
Absolutely, yeah. I hope so. It'd be good to be some kind of a good role model in that sense.
Is there, my last question is there anything from this album that you're really proud of that might seem small or insignificant, but it's something that really stood out to you and you're kind of hoping people will notice it?
That's a really good question. I think I just always like when people notice the small things and the subtleties in a lyric or something like that. You know, when someone says something to you, or like tells you that, you know, they noticed a lyric in a song, that's sort of really, I don't know, really specific or something like that, and they kind of actually connected to it, then I think that is kind of what, like, I suppose, I think there's a few songs on the album that Mark sang. I think maybe like the second last, and actually I can't tell you what the names of the songs are, because we did this really silly thing where as opposed to naming the songs like names that kind of fit the albums, we got like this, we got the track listing from a Jason Aldean record, who's sort of this really terrible American country singer, and we just sort of used all of his song titles as our song titles.
Oh, that's amazing.
Which is why they have all these really sort of absurd-sounding sort of middle American song titles. So I can't remember what any of the songs are called, but there's a few songs, I guess, that in particular Mark sings that I sort of, like, they sort of hit home to me lyrically, and they're kind of quite raw and quite, you know, like, I guess you could say that maybe for him could even be embarrassing. And, you know, I think anytime someone sort of hears something like that and notices it and is like taken by it, or takes it in the right way or something, then that's always nice. But yeah, nothing probably super particular, but just, yeah, I don't know. It's just, I just hope that there's one or two people out there who are kind of listening close enough to pick up on the little small quirks in the record, or the little weird sounds, and I don't know, if somewhat enthused by it in any way.
Isn't that what everyone like hopes for their work, that it'll be appreciated by someone?
Yeah, that's it. And it doesn't really matter. Like, to me, it doesn't really matter how many people are appreciated. You know, like, and I think that's like what I like about making music, is like, to me, just having, like, it sounds like a really naff thing to say, but I do think, like, you know, sometimes you just talk to one person who's like listened to your music and given it, like, legitimately given it the time of day, and it's such a, like, you kind of, I don't know, I still find it sort of mind-blowing, because I can't fathom that there's someone actually sitting at home and listening to songs that we wrote in, like, and taking them somewhat seriously. So yeah. Hopefully, yeah, there's someone doing that.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much, Lachlan, for coming on the show. And your Pop Filter's fifth album, Trade Place Tape, is available on streaming platforms to listen to. Go check it out. And we're going to play one of their songs just coming up. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Lachlan.
Thanks for having me.